WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Welcome to the camp. I guess you all know why we're here. My name is Tommy, and I became aware this year. If you want to follow me, you've got to play pinball. And put in your earplugs, put on your eye shades, you know where to put the cork. Hey, you getting drunk? So sorry, I've got you sussed. Hey, you smoking Mother Nature? This is a bust. Hey, hung up old Mr. Normal, don't try to gain my trust, 'cause you ain't gonna follow me any of those ways, although you think you must.
That's The Who from their 1969 rock opera Tommy. It's proven to be the most popular recording they ever made. The new Broadway production, called The Who's Tommy, mounted in collaboration with The Who's Pete Townsend, recently won 5 Tony Awards. Can Broadway do a credible version of a rock opera? Rock critic Ken Tucker has been listening to the new cast recording.
You want to be like Tommy? I'm glad you're not, I hope that's clear. You shouldn't try to ape my show, it isn't just pinball. You don't need to blame a share of my pain, you're normal after all. You might as well get drunk, so sorry, I've got you sussed. No instant high. This is a bust. I didn't live out some fairy story, some rags to riches crawl. I couldn't see, I couldn't hear, I couldn't talk at all.
When the British rock group The Who first released Tommy, people who didn't like it criticized the ambitious piece as bombastic, pretentious, and obvious. Who'd have thought that these are exactly the qualities that would help make The Who's Tommy a Broadway smash in 1993? The 1969 Tommy has always seemed overblown. Its pencil-thin story about a deaf, dumb, and blind kid who sure plays a mean pinball was barely able to support its windy, varied music. On The Great White Way, however, this flaw becomes an asset, because elemental rock and roll needs to be inflated, expanded, arranged, orchestrated, to fill a Broadway stage with sufficient drama, pacing, and glitz. The new cast album of The Who's Tommy documents the ways director Des McAniff has shrewdly reinterpreted Pete Townsend's creation.
He's got no distractions, can't hear those buses and bells. Don't see no lights flashing, he pays for sense of smell. Always hates the replay and never tilts it all. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
The soundtrack has been overseen by George Martin, best known as the man who produced all of the Beatles albums, and what Martin has achieved here is a peculiar hybrid. It's Tommy meets Miss Saigon and they join Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Grandiose absurdity that's frequently pretty fun. It's often impossible to listen to the smooth tenor of the Broadway Tommy, played by Michael Cerveris, without hearing the more raucous rasp of Roger Daltrey singing many of these songs. But it's best to approach the Who's Tommy soundtrack as its own creation. Where Daltrey, for example, yelled one of the album's climactic songs, I'm Free, as if he wanted to shred his vocal cords, Cerveris emits it with the careful exaggeration of an ironic cabaret crooner. And who's to say that elaborate irony doesn't suit that overheated 60s lyric better in the 90s? As the sensory-deprived Tommy makes his way from troubled London youth to mystical messiah, The Who's Tommy becomes light entertainment with a vengeance, a rock show for people who think they're too old to go to real rock concerts. In collaborating on this, Townsend is surrendering, admitting that, in public opinion anyway, The Who never did anything that topped Tommy. In the liner notes, he writes, "I have blushed to hear my small work so elevated." But that sounds false and annoying. Surely Townsend, one of the few egomaniacs in rock who's earned his vanity, doesn't think of Tommy as small. Nor is it low culture that needs the affirmation of a Broadway production to attain a higher artistic status. The Broadway Tommy is a clever curiosity that's making lots of money, but if you're looking to buy a Broadway cast album, you'd still be better off with Oklahoma.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.